listening to Law and Gospel on this Friday, May the 31st, the last day of May. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and we're going to be talking about what you're still seeing on television and the news reports, and that's the problems we're having at universities throughout the country. Not all universities, some are better than others, but you see all these students making what they think are peaceful opposition to what is happening in the Near East. They really are for the Palestinians, but a careful take a look at that shows they're really for Hamas. Hamas is the group that attacked Israel last October, killed many Israelites, took a number of them as hostages, and still are refusing to return them. You know, it's just really amazing watching these children, and that's what I call them, in the universities, in support of the Palestinian movement. You know, it gets me thinking, I don't remember any university students in support of Germany, because during World War II, there were a lot of Germans who were having trouble getting food, etc., because of the bombing from the Allied forces against Nazism. Nobody came out in support of the German people there. They had okayed Hitler into office, and therefore they were really responsible for not standing up against the Nazis when they attacked the Jews. Well, today we have the same problem. You'll often hear of the word woke, W-O-K-E, and that is the philosophy of these people. They have a philosophy called diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there are even some organizations, companies that follow that. It's called DEI. It's an organizational framework which seeks to promote the fair treatment and full participation of all people. It encompasses a relationship philosophy embracing, supporting, and accepting those of all racial, sexual, gender, religious, and socioeconomic backgrounds, among other differentiations. And they're trying to make people equal. This is really a form of Marxism. You take a look at communism and Marxism in the old days, they felt that it wasn't fair that farmers were making more money than others. And so farmers lost their land, the government took it over and tried to make people equal. You see that equality also in the student protests at the universities. For them, both gender and sexual differences are supposed to be equal. And so the gay movement is really important for those who are following diversity, equity, and inclusion, because they're saying that It doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. You should be equal to everybody else. And there are a lot of problems with this, to the point that some companies are starting to go away from this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because they're saying, even though there is diversity between people, you need to accept that they're all equal and include them, therefore, in your work, etc. Well, that's a real problem. And so this is what's causing a lot of protest that gets pretty close to being violent. For example, there are a lot of people now who believe that the sex of a child can be chosen by the child or the parents. So you can get someone born as a woman, but that person decides they really want to be a man. In fact, YouTube is a great place to go. It has a lot of indications of how DEI is causing a lot of problems. For example, there's a video shown in one school of a dog. Now, it's obviously not a real dog. It's a video of a dog. But he wants to be a cat. So he says, meow, meow. That's shown to children to indicate to them that it doesn't matter how they were born, they can change their sexual gender from male to female or female to male. There is one video of what really happened in a restaurant where one of these persons was referred to as Sir, and he wanted to be a female. And so he got really angry at the person behind the counter for calling him Sir, started yelling, and became really disruptive. This is how far this DEI has concluded. But it's even worse. People are saying that even the government in California can help change the gender of children until they are up to 7 years old. And that can be done in schools. Many of these things are happening without parents knowing this. If I wanted to put one problem with these kids at universities, is they don't have critical thinking skills. These universities, and many of them are highly regarded as great universities, are not teaching what they should be teaching, but they're teaching socioeconomic problems and using the DEI to help everyone become equal. And that just will not happen, because we all have different skills. We all have different vocations, and we need to watch out for that. So they don't have critical thinking skills. And you see a lot of these students, and they wear masks. because they don't want people to know who they are. And it takes the police to disrupt what they are doing. They don't condemn Hamas. In fact, they say the very opposite. You'll find students yelling about, well, from the river to the sea. So people who understand what's happening, they went to these people who are protesting and asked them questions. For instance, a couple, a man and a woman, who were part of this student group protesting what was happening against the Palestinians, were asked the question, well, you're having a sign that says from the river to the sea. What river and what sea are you talking about? And the man and the woman, they were blank. They had no idea. They looked at each other and said, we don't know. And yet they were protesting. And then it was explained to them that the river to the sea refers to from the Jordan to the Mediterranean, and that all Jews should be killed and removed from that area so the Palestinians can take it over. These two people did not realize that that's what their sign said. Then they were asked other questions. For example, they were asked the question, what it means to be Jewish. And they were told, well, a Zionist is a person that hates Palestinians. That was also corrected by the people asking them the question. No, a Zionist is a Jewish person who feels and desires to have their own nation, like many other countries have. And the people did not understand that either. In other words, these are university students who are being led by professors that are trying to follow DEI, making all the diversity equal and including everybody. And if you don't, then you are a real problem. You're seeing this in the United States, but throughout the world. For example, in Australia now, many people believe that if you are white, that means a white person, then you are automatically racist. And this is causing a lot of problems in the schools and the government in Australia. But it gets even worse than that. If you want to see a program that is filled with woke thinking, all you need to do is take a look at The View. This is a television program with only women, and all of them are leftists. That is, they don't believe in proper morality. They don't believe that the way a child is born, gender-wise, that they should stay that way if they want to make a choice. They believe in abortion. They believe in homosexuality, etc. Now, one of the worst participants in The View is a woman, Whoopi Goldberg. They were talking about abortion recently, and here's what she said. you know, the Bible okays abortion. And so they wanted to know how she understood that. She said, it's clear that the Bible says that parents are responsible for their children, and they can make decisions, and they can therefore not only choose to have an abortion against the child within them, but they can also choose the sex of a child after it is born. And that's how she understood the Bible. In other words, since parents are in charge of children, that means they can do what they want with a child within the womb. Well, I was thinking about that. Nobody said to her, well, wait a minute. The Bible also says that the man is head of the household, and that the woman is to obey the man. And therefore, if a woman doesn't obey the man, can the man do violence against the woman, even to the point of putting her to death? In fact, when students were asked about the Palestinians, they were asked, do you know that they throw gay people off of roofs to put them to death? And the student said, oh, that's the end of this interview, and walked away. He refused to acknowledge that that is what is happening in the Near East under the Muslim claims that gay people need to be put to death. That's how ignorant these students are. Now, in the conversation with Whoopi Goldberg, who believes the Bible says that because parents are over children, therefore a parent can do what they want with the child, including abortion. And of course, after the child is born, the parent can put the child to death. Now, you may think that's ridiculous, but that is what is happening. There are certain situations where a child is born with a disease that does not lead immediately to death in and of itself, but will take a lot of time on the part of the parents in taking care of that child. And so rather than doing that, they get even the hospitals to put the child in the corner and have them starve to death, so they don't have to have such a child. That's really what we're talking about with this diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, how do we react to that as Christians? In the latest edition of The Reporter, which is the official newspaper of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod since 1975. On the first page, they have an article entitled Diversity, Unity, Civility. It's a small group of faculty and staff members at Concordia University College in Chicago, a part of the Concordia system in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And they are field testing a new curriculum titled Unity and Civility in a Diverse Community. Now, some of the topics covered in this course, the various ways people show love for one another, and how it all flows from the Creator, the blessing of diversity, and how that too flows from the Creator, how people navigate issues of power and authority as they serve in the roles into which God has placed them. That's referring to their vocation. The practice of hospitality and the art of civil discourse. That is what this program is attempting to do. And it's very important because it conveys the love of Christ for all involved. The program is very biblical in that one of the outcomes was the insight that we need to actually start with civility and unity and work our way into more specific applications instead of the other way around. As a faculty and staff, along with students, we can be unified under our specifically Christian framework. And that means that we have sexual ideas that are biblical. That means we're against homosexuality. We're against changing the gender of our children. And therefore, we want to make additional changes so that the students can understand why we believe what we believe. That's why, instead of diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's diversity, unity, and civility. Now, this group is hoping to expand what they are doing to be used in the entire university and perhaps other places in the Synod. This group is made up of the Northern Illinois District. That's one of the 35 districts of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Also, the office of the president, that would be President Harrison, is very much involved in this understanding of diversity, unity, and civility. So it's going to be interesting how this works out in contrast to the diversity, equity, and inclusion that we're finding throughout the United States and a lot of the country. In fact, one of the points made in a short video is the disappearance of comedy, because you need to be politically correct. And if you're not politically correct with DEI, then people boo you. Look at how many conservative people on campus are interrupted in their speeches because the students do not want to give them the opportunity to hear what they have to say. So what you have here, after Whoopi Goldberg said the Bible allows parents to kill their children, one of the women said, well, How about thou shalt not kill? How do you understand that? And Whoopi Goldberg said, no, no, we allow killing, capital punishment, and in war. So killing is not against the Bible. And so she used capital punishment and war as a reason why killing was acceptable, even the killing of children. Now, there are a lot of things that you need to understand with this diversity, equity, and inclusion. There is the governor in Texas who is very clear that Texas would not be following this philosophy because it divides people and assumes that all white people are racist. Well, we'll continue talking about these things in later programs, but join us Monday for a Law and Gospel program. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.